Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Pastor Rob, and I want to thank you for listening to Robert Griffiths Ministries. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to share with us on Facebook. You can like us at facebook.com/Robert Griffiths Ministries. God bless each and every one of you. Again, thank you for tuning in. Our message this evening is God of Second Chances. The scripture is out of Jonah, chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. And I want to give you a little bit of summary of what the message is going to be consisted of. Jonah provides us with a picture of the love, the forgiveness, and the compassion that God desires to bestow on each and every one of us. We catch a glimpse of the second chance that God is longing to extend to all people through his one and only Son, Jesus Christ. But before we do this message, let's go into prayer. Most gracious Father, thank you. I thank you for all that you are, Father. Thank you for all that you do for us, Father, for providing all things. And Father, thank you for blessing me with your ministry here at Robert Griffiths Ministry. Father, continue to watch over the ministry, Father, guiding me, giving me your words, giving me your guidance, Father. And Father, that all that seek you, Father, their eyes shall be open and their hearts shall be humbled to serve you, Father, to fall madly in love with you. And Father, I ask that you watch over every listener. No matter what their situation is, Father, you know all, Father. Father, just continue to bless them according to your will, your plans for themselves, Father. And Father, again, I ask that you come and be present this evening. And Father, healing when you need to see that it is needed for the listeners to be healed, Father. Bless them according to you, Father. And Father, just bless them. Keep them out of all harm's way. And Father, no matter what the situation that they are struggling, Father, maybe it's an illness, maybe it's a lack of love in their life, maybe it's financial situations, Father, bless them accordingly, Father. And Father, bless that their eyes and their hearts shall be opened to this message, Father. And Father, we thank you, and we ask that you come and be present with us, filling me with your Holy Spirit, with your words, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Brothers and sisters, in Jonah, again, I like to let you know, it provides us with a picture of love, forgiveness, and compassion. And if you please, will you please turn to Jonah, chapter 1, verses 1 through 10, and I would like to read the scripture. Jonah, chapter 1, and this time it was 862 B.C., and which means before Christ. Chapter 1, verse 1 through 10. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go with them unto from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares and ware in the ship into the sea, to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon your God, if so be that God will think upon us that we perish not. And they said, everyone to his fellow, Come, and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then said they unto him, Tell us, we pray for you, for whose cause this evil is upon us? What is your occupation? From where do you come? What is your country? And of what people are you? And he said unto them, I am Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which has made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, Why have you done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Amen. Amen. Our message for this beautiful evening, well, night, depending on where you reside in, it could be morning. It is entitled, A God of Second Chances. In Jonah, which is a VeggieTale movie, there is a scene where Jonah is sitting in the belly of a well. And some angels appear out of nowhere and begin explaining to Jonah how God wanted to give him a second chance to be obedient. In the summary of Jonah is in chapters 1 through 4, okay? And thus this broke out into song about the God of second chances. And what's really neat is how the artist and animated some sailing ships that were swallowed by the whale. While the angels were singing about the God of second chances, the mass of the ships formed the backdrop, and they were in the shape of crosses, thus communicating how each of us has a second chance through Jesus Christ. In this evening, we are going to go all the way through the book of Jonah. But don't be alarmed, for it is only 4 chapters long. We'll be able to do this within 50 minutes. We are not going to read each and every verse. No, but we do ask that you take notes and you go back and you read it upon yourselves. But we are going to touch upon some key verses and points in order to gain an overview of the central message that God wants to reveal. Amen. We will come to see that the story of Jonah provides us with a picture of the love, the forgiveness, and the compassion that God desires to bestow on each of us. See, the book of Jonah is a glimpse into the second chance that God is longing to extend to all people through his one and only Son, Jesus Christ. Now, Jonah was disobedient, brothers and sisters. He was disobedient to the Lord. We read that in chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Right here, brothers and sisters, in chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, which I read earlier, we see that God told Jonah to preach in the city of Nineveh. But Jonah was disobedient and ran away. Now we read here that he fled to the city of Tarshish from the seaport of Joppa. See, the distance from Joppa to Nineveh was nearly 700 miles. However, the distance from Joppa to Tarshish was about 2,200 miles. Tarshish was on the Spanish peninsula, and Nineveh was in Assyria. Therefore, these two cities were on the complete opposite sides of the known world at that time. Jonah did a complete U-turn and went into a totally opposite direction of God's will, because the Lord asked him to do something that he didn't want to do, and he didn't understand. He deliberately disobeyed. When Jonah fled to the Tarshish, he went 3 times the distance that God had asked him to journey. When he was commanded to preach in the city of Nineveh. You see, when we are deliberate defiance to God, brothers and sisters, our guilt can sometimes result in running as far away from the Lord as we can possibly get. Amen. We will try to run from God because we are hoping we can hide from his face. For example, okay, brothers and sisters, in the story of the prodigal son, we read that the prodigal fled to a far country. We see that in Luke chapter 15, verse 13. We can certainly run from the Lord, but brothers and sisters, but we absolutely cannot hide from his presence. No way, no how. Psalms 139, verses 7 through 10 says, "Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in the grave, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me." We might choose to run from the Lord, brothers and sisters, but even if we do, we will still have to come face to face with God at some point or another and reckon with him. We cannot run. We cannot hide. I want to briefly point out what happens when we run from the Lord. In verse 3, we read, he went down to Joppa and he went down into the ship. We are going to notice later in the story that he also went down into the sea and down into the belly of a great fish. Whenever we run from the Lord, we wind up going down and still farther down until we hit rock bottom, brothers and sisters. When we do our own thing, this will only lead to death and destruction and miserable life. For we read in Proverbs 14:12, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. Acting apart from the will of God is what the Bible calls sin, brothers and sisters. Romans 6:23 tells us the wages of sin is death, meaning spiritual death. And as we will see, because Jonah ran from the Lord and entered a downward spiral, he was going to have a brush with death. Jonah was given a second chance. 1:4 says, but the Lord sent out a great wind on the sea, and there was mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship was about to be broken up. Chapter 1, verse 17. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights. Chapter 2, verses 1 through 2. Then Jonah prayed to the Lord, his God, from the fish's belly. And he said, I cried out to the Lord because of my affliction. And he answered me out of the belly of Sheol. I cried, and you heard my voice. Chapter 2, verse 10. So the Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land. Here we see Jonah's brush with death that resulted from his disobedience to God. As Jonah sailed for Tarshish, a terrible storm arose that threatened the lives of everyone on board the ship. If we take a look at verse 7, we read that the men cast lots, gambled, or in order to find out who brought the disaster upon them. And lot fell on Jonah. And then in verse 15, we see that they threw Jonah overboard in order to save their own lives, and they abandoned him to die at sea. You would think that things couldn't get any worse for Jonah, amen, with the storm and being tossed overboard. But next, we see that Moby Dick came along and gobbled him up. We read here that a great fish swallowed Jonah. We don't know exactly what the fish was. However, most children's stories call the fish a whale. See, this great fish swallowing Jonah was not God's punishment. It was actually his provision to save Jonah from drowning. After Jonah's deliberate running and outright disobedience, God had compassion on him and spared his miserable life. The Lord revealed here that he is indeed a God of second chances. We read in verse 17 that Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and nights. He had just run away from the Lord three times the distance that God had told him to go. And now he was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and nights. See, this similarity with numbers is not a coincidence, for a point is being emphasized here, brothers and sisters. We read in Matthew 12:40, for as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. See, this is a reference to Jesus laying in the tomb for 3 days and nights after his crucifixion and burial. See, God's mercy towards us is so great that he gave his one and only son to die for us and enter the place of death on our behalf so that we might have eternal life. We can flee from the Lord three times the distance he has called us, but his mercy is three times greater than our disobedience, brothers and sisters. Amen. And in chapter 2, verses 1 through 2, we read that Jonah was in the belly of Sheol, and Sheol is the Hebrew word for the grave. Jonah realized that his path of disobedience was leading him toward death and destruction. He was on his way to a spiritual grave. However, God heard him in his state of spiritual distress and answered him by having the fish spit Jonah out onto dry land. Whenever we are in the state of spiritual death and the grave, God hears us too when we choose to call out to him. In Acts 2, verse 21, we read, "Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Saved from what? Saved from spiritual death, or to be more exact, to be saved from hell. See, the King James Version translates Sheol as hell. Spiritual death leads to spending eternity in hell, which is a place of never-ending torment. However, just as Jonah was spit out of the well, Jesus broke free from the tomb and rose again. And in Romans 10:9, we are told that if we will just believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, that we too will be raised from spiritual death into eternal life. Nineveh was obedient to the Lord. Chapter 3, verses 1 through 6, and chapter 3, verse 10. Chapter 3, verses 1 through 6 says, Now the word of the Lord came into Jonah the second time, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach it to the message that I tell you." So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now, Nineveh was exceedingly great city, a three-day journey in extent, and Jonah began to enter the city on the first day's walk. Then he cried out and said, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." So the people of Nineveh believed God, proclaimed a fast, and put on a sackcloth from the greatest to the least of them. Then the word came to the king of Nineveh, and he rose from his throne and laid aside his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. Then God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God relented from the disaster, and he had said he would bring upon them, and he did not do it. We read here that the people of Nineveh and their king repented and obeyed the word of the Lord. And what could have made the people of Nineveh listen to a foreign god and then repent? Archaeologists have found that the Ninevites worshipped the great fish god called Dagon. Therefore, the people were likely impressed with Jonah. Having been inside the great fish, they felt that Jonah's god must have battled their fish god and made him cough up Jonah and spit him out. Therefore, they had to listen to the more powerful God of the Israelites. Whatever happened, it's interesting to note that immediacy with which they repented. See, notice how verse 3 says that Nineveh was such a large city that it took three whole days just to walk across it. Jonah preached to the city of Nineveh for 3 days straight. His disobedience has taken him three times the distance away from God. However, the Lord revealed that his mercy was three times greater than Jonah's disobedience. And once again, we are being reminded that God's mercy is three times greater than our sin. See, the Lord wanted to make sure that the Ninevites heard his message and had the opportunity to repent. And I want you to notice how there is a stark contrast presented here between Jonah and the Ninevites. God spoke a beautiful word to Jonah, who was an Israelite, and one of his own chosen people. And yet he became immediate disobedient. However, after the Ninevites, who were foreigners, had heard God's message, they were immediately obedient. And see, they had 40 days to think it over, but it appears that their repentance was immediate. And because of their immediacy in repenting of their sinful ways, God spared them his wrath. See, the Ninevites called out for mercy, and they were saved from death and destruction. But remember, brothers and sisters, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Acts 2, verse 21. Jonah protested their second chance. We see that in chapter 4, verse 1, and chapter 4, verses 5 through 6. But I displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he became angry. So Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city. There he made himself a shelter, sat under it. He sat underneath it in the shade. And so he might see what would become of the city. And the Lord God prepared a plant and made it come up over Jonah, that it might be shade for his head to deliver him from his misery. So Jonah was very grateful for the plant. See, we see here one of the saddest accounts in the Bible. Jonah was hoping the Lord would destroy the Ninevites. And we read here that he was displeased that God had spared them. Therefore, he left Nineveh pouting. And he journeyed to a safe vantage point so he wouldn't get, singed when God rained down his fiery judgment on the city. See, and there he sat, watching and hoping for their destruction. God has shown Jonah mercy for his disobedience. But Jonah didn't feel like anyone else deserved it. See, the Lord had extended compassion and rescued him from drowning at sea. However, Jonah didn't learn that he needed to show compassion on others in return. See, brothers and sisters, Jonah's heart wasn't right with the Lord. And at this moment, he was in sin. But God still showed him compassion by causing a plant to grow up and shade him from the burning sun. You see, brothers and sisters, God loves us. Even while we are still in sin, God loves us. For we read in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, but God demonstrates his own love towards us. In that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. See, brothers and sisters, God's mercy is unlimited. We saw that his mercy is three times greater than our sin. However, that number is only figurative. In Matthew 18, verses 21 through 22, we read, then Peter came to Jesus and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Up to seven times, Jesus said to him. I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times, seven. God's love and forgiveness towards those who have sinned against him is unlimited. Therefore, brothers and sisters, our love and our mercy should be unlimited as well. With closing, brothers and sisters, this evening we have learned about God's unlimited forgiveness. For those who are living in sin, the Lord has shown us the ultimate act of mercy by giving up his one and only Son for us. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you to turn from your ways of running from the Lord and accept His unconditional love for you. If you have not already done so, you need to accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior and receive God's love, mercy, and forgiveness. You will then receive eternal life. Brothers and sisters, I just want to thank you for listening. Please do not forget to go to Facebook and like us at Robert Griffiths Ministries. They're on Facebook. Continue to share with your family and friends about Robert Griffiths Ministries. Little update on how we'll be doing the messages. I will not be broadcasting on Sunday and Monday. I believe it's September 10th and September 11th. I will be in Chicago. So I will not be broadcasting on Sunday and Monday of this week, September 10th and 11th. We will be making different times for our messages just because of work, my full-time work and in the ministry. I want to make sure that I have dedicated time obligated aside for here on Blog Talk Radio so I can be giving you daily messages. How long? I do not know. It can be anywhere between 20 to 45 minutes or maybe an hour. But I always set my messages to 1 hour just in case, because we never know how the Holy Spirit comes out in us. We will be making adjustments on the time frames. We'll also be giving out free gifts for those that call in or send email. We have Bibles. We have many things to offer you to help you in your knowledge and in your walk with Jesus Christ. And so, again, we'll be giving you updates periodically on how the ministry is doing, what we are offering. And so if you have any questions or any concerns or anything, please send me an email. Share with me. If you need a prayer, we give you prayer requests. So just hit that chat room and just say you want a prayer for such and such. And if you want it to be privately, you can always give me a call off air. My number is shown. So again, I just want to, keep you updated with Robert Griffiths Ministries and where we are at this time. So God bless you. May you have a wonderful weekend. And again, thank you for sharing. And thank you for listening to Robert Griffiths Ministries. God bless you.